welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. I am, as always, Marijn, or Captain Kane.
And I'm Braceboy, or Sam, and this is episode 24.
Exactly. And we always say it's a special
episode,
but this one is really special.
Yeah, this is actually a special episode.
You should tell why.
Yeah, so because this week is my birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's a very Dutch thing to say for somebody's birthday, but that's fine. That's cool. Let's give some Dutch birthday facts. We are very Dutch indeed. No, and that's why we're reviewing one of my favorite crisps, and that's, I think, is very interesting because we have a special type of review planned for you later on in the episode as well.
And you will notice when we get there. But for now, maybe let's get on with reviewing the crisp.
Yeah. So
we have,
it's the Pombeer Extravaganza, if I may say so. So we have Pombeer, the original.
We have Pombeer original, yes. And it's gluten-free. It's without artificial flavor enhancers and without artificial coloring.
Yeah. It's basically the most healthy thing you can eat in crisp form. Maybe except the lentil crisps you had a couple of episodes
and
ago.
And we still should try vegetable crisps one time.
Yeah, didn't we do that already? Oh, okay, then
I believe not.
No, we have a written review on vegetable crisps.
Okay.
Which we can review them again. They're enough brands.
Now, today it is a Pombeer original that we are going to taste.
Yeah.
Let's open the bag. Bit sweetie.
It's a little. It also smells a little bit like kroepoek, if I can say. But kroepoek is a little sweet of itself as well, right? Just to be perfectly honest, I have eaten quite a lot of Pombeer before this episode.
Have you dropped more Pombeer on the floor like you did right now?
No, that I haven't. I like them.
They're simple.
They're simple.
Salty.
Yeah.
It reminds me of McDonald's in a way.
Yeah.
Happy Meal. The French fries of the Happy Meal.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I get what you mean. The simpleness, you mean.
Yeah, I can't really put my finger on it, but it reminds me of McDonald's in a way.
Okay.
But
they're nice. They're good.
Yeah.
The crunch is good.
Yeah, but
it's not spectacular, but
not
it's good.
Spectacular.
No. Let's do a quick roundup. Smell. A little sweet. Flavor.
But faint.
Yeah, flavor is salty, but also a little faint.
Yeah.
And crunches or texture is, it's a nice crunch, but it's not a ballpark crunch.
No.
I would give them 3 bags out of 5. I think maybe 2.5. Two and a half.
Yeah, I'd go for 2.5 as well because they aren't really spectacular. Yeah.
I know there are some big fans of these. I myself like them quite a lot. Mm. The thing is, they are very.
These are very well suited for binge eating.
They are very well suited for binge eating, and maybe our director, Eline Hen Rotte, always has a good opinion because she often says that her actors in plays eat a couple of these when they are very nervous because you can't eat a lot when you're nervous. Mm-hmm. And then you still get something in you, but it's light and you don't
and
feel
it's salty,
too,
it's so salty, you don't get dehydrated.
So it helps against nerves.
Okay.
And then after that, they can eat a little bit more like good food and then they can play in the play. Or I can perform in the play, I mean, sorry.
But we have
a special announcement.
Because you could try Pombeer, but that may be the expensive brand. Yeah. But we might have a flavor saver for you today.
We might have indeed. So Pombeer costs... Pombeer, the price of Pombeer is... Maybe you should introduce... is €1.09.
Yes.
And these are 80 cents.
80 cents. So that if they are similar or even better,
yeah,
then it's definitely a flavor saver.
Yeah, you will save about, what is it? About, yeah, the 29 cents indeed.
And I believe the bag is bigger.
The bag is bigger. How much grams is in there? In this?
125.
And this is 90. Yeah. So this is a bigger bag. This
okay.
Packs more products.
And this is Snack Day. Teddy's?
Teddy's.
Original.
Yeah. And
not really original in naming them.
No, no. And maybe interesting to note is that Pombeer has the shape, the crisp itself has the shape of a bear's whole body. And
yeah,
Teddy's?
Just the face.
Just the face. Yeah.
So, well,
I wanted to say the head, but face.
Oh,
is it doesn't really matter, actually.
Head.
Yeah.
Head or face. Doesn't matter. Let's try them.
Yeah.
They smell a little bit stronger, but not that much. Maybe you should.
Oh yeah, I
smell as well.
Yeah, they smell a little bit stronger.
But I can't really put my finger on it. What it is? What?
These are also more salty.
Yeah.
I actually like the saltiness in this more. I like a little bit more salt.
And the crunch seems to be better.
Yeah.
They are a little drier.
Yeah. And they are a little smaller, but there are more of them in the bag.
But I don't entirely agree on flavor. I think I like the Pombeer better.
Okay.
On flavor.
I like this flavor more. I would give...
So...
Yeah, so let's round them up.
Quick round up.
Yeah, smell a little bit of more salty, I think. Flavor,
maybe that's it.
Flavor, stronger salt flavor in a sense.
Yeah.
And texture, more crunch.
Yeah.
I would give these, I wouldn't give them like a prize winning 5 stars, but a good 3 out of 5.
3 bags. Okay.
3 bags for me. So that would make them, in my opinion, a flavor saver.
I'd give these 2.5, just as Pombeer.
Okay, but then it's still a flavor saver.
Yeah. Yeah, then still it's a flavor saver. Yeah, I like the flavor of the Pombeer a little bit better, but I like this crunch better.
Yeah, so it's a little, they win some, they lose some.
There's not much difference.
But happily for our listeners of today, we are not the only two reviewers of this crisps you will hear in this podcast.
No, because you are celebrating your birthday even today.
Tonight.
Tonight.
And
invited some friends over.
Yeah. Avant crisp specialists themselves.
I wouldn't want you any other way.
Yeah. People that like crisps as well, maybe as much as we do. And we asked some of them what they liked about these crisps.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
as Marijn and I told you, we are now going to listen to a couple of reviews of friends of mine that visited my birthday party. We gave them one Teddy's and one Pombeer crisps. Very important to know is that some of the guests we asked about the crisps prefer to speak Dutch instead of English. So for our English listeners, I'm sorry. For our Dutch speaking audience, lekker luisteren. Thank you.
So hello, we have Harm here.
Hey.
Testing out the Pombeer crisps first.
That's true, Sam. Yeah, and we're here at a party, and I gotta beware. I mean, there are poachers around here. They're just coming everywhere. I have to safeguard them.
Yeah, that's true. It's very important when you taste them to rate them in a scale of 1 to 5 crisp bags.
Crisp what?
Crisp bags.
Crisp bag. Oh, how many crisp bags? Yeah.
Yeah.
So like 5 crisp bags is like awesome.
Yeah, 5 crisp bags is the best crisp you have ever eaten. One is like, oh, I don't want to eat this ever again.
All right.
Okay, wait.
Here goes number
Get
one.
Get a little bit closer to the mic.
Do you have to hear how it crunches?
A little bit. So, how is the crunch?
And do I have to go like for a whole crisp bag, or can I say like...
No, just only how's the crunch, just subjectively.
Just the crunch.
Just the crunch.
That's the crunch. Oh, the crunch is, I think, a 2.
It's okay, or...
A 2 for crunch, yeah, it's okay. It's not very crunchy.
And flavor-wise?
Maybe 3.
Okay, 3. And smell, just smell the boil, or just smell one
flavor,
of them?
Flavor, there's nearly no flavor. I think a 2.
Yeah.
Smell. Yeah, I can smell it if I put my nose right up to it.
Okay,
but
so it's very faint in smell.
Faint smell.
Faint
also
smell.
I'll give it a 2.
A little bit.
Yeah, 2.
Okay, 2. And then
you
overall,
want me to be closer?
Overall?
Well, I'm not such a fan of very special taste, so I actually quite like it. But because it's not very special overall, I'll go for a 3.
Okay.
It's very mediocre crisp.
So two and a half?
No,
three. Okay.
3, because I don't like these flavory kind of things.
Okay, so this is the Pombeer, and the Pombeer is €1.09.
I don't care.
A bag, and this is the cheaper variant, the Teddy, it's called.
We're going for a Teddy.
The Teddy, that's...
All your Roosevelts out there, be careful.
Cents. Do you know why they call the teddy bear the teddy bear? Because Roosevelt killed a bear, and then they called, and then they made like a plush animal out of it. Okay, but that's
they're called after him. Yeah,
it's but like okay, this is the teddy. It's almost the same, but then it's only the face of the bear instead of the whole body.
Okay, even less smell.
Okay.
Way more crunch.
Yeah, is that better for you or worse?
No, because it's a little how should I say? A little bit more like cardboard.
Chewy in a sense.
Yeah, it's more crunchy and more chewy at the same time.
Okay, that's strange, but that's good. It's good that you can describe it like that, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you have this crunch, and then you're like, what the fuck am I crunching? So, not good. And taste. I'm going to taste for a minute.
Yeah.
Give me a... Same faint taste.
Okay.
Yeah. But I... Can you tell me?
Yeah.
I'm eating Pombeers.
These are Pombeers, yeah.
Yeah, and these are Teddies.
Yeah.
And are they both vegan? There's no bear in here, right?
There's no bear in there. They're both vegan, and these are the Pombeer. The originals are gluten free, and the Teddies are gluten free as well. I presume.
Who wants gluten free? I'm not allergic.
Yeah, okay, but that's just good to tell people.
That's just if you have intestine problems.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Okay, which one do you like more?
I'm gonna have both right after each other. Hold my bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. One. I like the teddies.
You like the teddies more?
I have no idea why.
Would you give them out of 5? So you gave the Pombeer, you gave them 3. The teddies, what did you give them then?
3.5, maybe 4.
Okay, that's a good score.
It's really odd. They have less taste, weird crunch, and just smell.
Okay, but
then again, I mean, I'm at a party.
Like
I just want to feel that I'm eating something while I'm drinking beer. So,
okay.
Awesome.
Good answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anne, hoi.
Hallo,
leuk dat
Sam.
Je er bent.
Ja?
We gaan vandaag 2 chipsen testen.
Oké. Okay.
De
Spannend.
Ene is Pombeer en de andere is de Pombeer variant van de Lidl. Die heet de Teddy.
Oké.
Okay. Voor al onze Engelstalige luisteraars, sorry, want dit is even in Nederlands. Ilva, doe je ook mee? Oké. Okay. Nou, dan is het alleen Anne. Dan mag je beginnen met een Pombeer. Dat is deze.
Oké. Okay.
En dan wil ik graag dat je eerst vertelt wat je vindt van de smaak.
Het is een milde smaak.
Ja.
Het smaakt naar vroeger.
Ja.
De kinderfeestjes en dergelijke.
Leuk, goed.
Ja.
En wat vind je van de crunch, de textuur?
Lekker knapperig.
Lekker knapperig?
Ja, niet weeg of zacht. Nee,
en dan mag je er nog eentje pakken en dan mag je hem even ruiken en dan mag je even vertellen waar die naar ruikt.
Een aardappel, denk ik.
Aardappel, oké.
Hij heeft niet zo'n sterke geur.
Ja, nee. En als je hem een getal zou moeten geven van tussen de 1 en de 5, wat zou je dan deze chips geven?
Een 3.
Een 3 uit de 5. Ja. Oké. Okay. Dan gaan we nu naar de Teddy. Teddy is de goedkope variant, maar is bijna hetzelfde. Dan weer de eerste vraag. Wat vind je van de geur?
Deze ruikt minder sterk.
Oké. Okay. Is dat beter of slechter voor jou?
Dat vind ik een lastige vraag. Ik denk slechter.
Oké. Okay, dat is... Oké, dat is goed.
Ja, is dat goed?
Ja, okay. Nu mag je hem proeven.
Ik kan proeven, ja. Deze heeft minder de typische smaak die ik herken van vroeger, zeg maar.
Ja, maar? Ik voel hem maar.
Hij is wat zouter.
Ja.
Ik vond die eerste toch lekkerder.
Oké, en dus wat zou je deze geven uit de 5?
2,5.
Oké, nou Anna, heel erg bedankt.
Ja, was dit het al?
Dit was het al.
Oh, dankjewel.
Hoi Joris.
Hallo.
Welkom bij de chips test bij mij op de verjaardag. We gaan vandaag pombeer testen. Je moet iets dichterbij komen.
Oké.
En dan zet ik jou iets harder.
Oké.
Ja, dan gaan we nu testen. We beginnen met de gewone, echte pombeer. Je mag hem eerst eentje pakken en hem dan even ruiken. En dan vertel je me wat je ervan vindt van de geur. Wat vind je ervan?
Het ruikt naar zoute chips.
En vind je dat lekker? Vind je dat minder lekker?
Ik vind het lekker.
Doet het je ergens aan denken? Feestjes? Is dit een soort chips die je normaal eet? Of eet je liever andere chips?
Mijn zondagmiddag.
Oké. En nu mag je er eentje proeven. Wat vind je van de textuur, van zeg maar de crunchiness? Is hij crunchy genoeg? Mag hij wat crunchier van jou?
Hij mag nog wel wat crunchier van mij.
En wat vind je van de smaak? Beetje droog?
Beetje flauw.
Beetje flauw. Oké. En dan gaan we over op... Wacht. Als je deze een getal moest geven tussen de 0 en de 5, welk getal zou je hem dan geven? 5 is geweldig en 1 is meh. Of is slecht eigenlijk?
2,5.
Een 2,5. Oké, dat is een voldoende. Noemen wij een voldoende. Ja.
Plus middentje, daar doe ik
voor. Wacht, even iets. Sorry.
Ik zet hem even harder.
Wat vind je van deze? Wat vind je van de geur?
Hij ruikt iets minder zout.
Oké, wat vind je van de smaak?
Iets minder flauw.
Oké. En de crunch?
De crunch is veel beter dan de.
En wat zou je deze geven uit de 5?
3,5.
Dit is de Teddy, hè? Die zou je een 3,5 geven. Ja. Dus deze is een heel punt hoger. Dit is dan al een plus.
Ja.
Dit is al misschien zelfs al bijna een dubbele plus.
Ja.
Ja, in Montessoriaans, zeg maar.
Ja.
Nou, Joris, heel erg bedankt.
Ja.
Tot de volgende keer.
Ja, tot de volgende keer.
Oké. Hoi Rosa. Wat leuk dat je bij ons in de uitzondering bent. Je bent ook in het Nederlands. Oh nee, wacht. Je moet eerst deze testen. Dit is de pombeer, de origineel. Pak er één en ruik er eerst goed naar.
Oké.
En vertel me wat je ruikt, wat je er lekker aan vindt, wat je er niet lekker aan vindt.
Dit ruikt heel herkenbaar naar pombeer op de een of andere reden.
Ja. En heb jij een speciale band met pombeer op een of andere manier? Of helemaal niet?
Nee,
juist?
Maar ik vind het wel heel nostalgisch. Het doet me heel erg aan vroeger denken als kind. Had ik dit wel.
Oké.
Ja.
Ik zou zeggen...
Try.
En dan moet je vooral nu even letten op de knapperigheid. Is hij knapperig genoeg? Is hij crunch, noemen we dat? Is hij crunchy textuur? Is het goed? Is het minder goed? Wat vind jij?
Ja, ik vind hem best wel crunchy. Meer dan ik had verwacht.
Ja.
En ik vind hem qua smaak een beetje... Ja, hij smaakt niet heel erg echt ergens naar.
Nee, oké.
En daarom is het misschien ook een beetje zo'n kinderchips-achtig... Ja.
Dan gaan we nu over... Oh nee, wacht. Voordat we dat doen...
Ja.
Op een schaal van 1 tot 5, wat zou je hem geven?
Een 3.
Een 3,
ja.
Oké. Dus dat is een voldoende?
Een voldoende wel.
Ja.
Ja.
Dan gaan we nu naar de Teddy. De Teddy is de goedkope variant, moet ik erbij zeggen.
Ik vind wel, deze, hoe die eruit ziet, daar scoort hij punten mee.
Oké, daar scoort hij punten mee met het uiterlijk. Mag je weer naar de geur?
Je moet die nog testen. Nee, maar ja, dit is goed.
Deze ruikt wel anders dan die eerste.
Oké.
Hij ruikt iets minder sterk.
Oké. En is dat beter? Is dat minder goed?
Ja, weet ik niet. Hij is iets steviger dan die andere.
Oké. Is dat beter?
Ja, ik vind dat denk ik wel lekkerder.
En de smaak?
En de smaak is wel heel erg vergelijkbaar, vind ik.
Vind je hem niet iets zouter? Wij vonden hem zelf
ja,
wat
ik
zouter.
Vind hem iets, ja, hij is inderdaad iets sterker, iets
maar,
zouter.
Maar vind je dat beter? Wat is jouw mening daarover?
Ja, ik denk wel dat ik overal die tweede lekkerder vond. Maar dat komt denk ik meer ook doordat hij iets meer een bite heeft.
Oké, ja. Dat is goed om te weten. Wat zou je hem geven op de 5?
Ja, ik zou hem dan een 3,5 geven.
Oké. Nou, maar dat is een iets ruimere voldoende.
Ja.
Nou, Rosa, heel erg bedankt. We gaan er een leuk clipje van maken.
Okay,
we sturen
leuk.
Door.
Oké, okay, cool.
Doei.
Thanks.
Oké.
Hello.
Joost. Hello. Thank you for being here and that you want to taste some crisps.
It's no problem.
We are doing Pombeer tonight.
Pombeer.
Pombeer, the original and an off-brand version. This is the original Pombeer. Please grab one.
Shouldn't we have like a blind test? Where you
No. This is better. This is better.
All right.
Okay.
So maybe you're actually playing some mind games. Yeah. Maybe this is
okay,
not the...
Smell it first. Smell it first. Tell me, what do you smell?
I smell salt. You smell the
potato?
No, I'd say more the salt.
Okay.
It smells very savory, if you will.
Okay, okay. And do you like that? What's your opinion about
it?
Yeah,
it smells pretty good.
Okay, and now you can put it in your mouth and taste it. And also notice the crunch, the texture.
That's pretty good.
It's good?
Yeah, I like the crunch.
The taste is good?
It's not as salty as I would have expected from the smell alone.
Yeah, okay.
So, if I'd have to be honest, it's maybe a tad bland.
And the crunch, the texture, what?
The crunch is very good. I like the crunch. Yeah.
And if you had to rate them in a 1 to 5, so 5 is amazing, 1 is bad.
Well, I think in this case, you'd rate it a 5 if you don't think it can be better than this.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can really improve the crunch here. The crunch was really.
No, but I mean the whole crisp as a whole, in a sense.
I'd say a. Can I rate it a 3.5?
Yeah, sure.
I'd say a 3.5 then, because the crisp was nice.
Yeah.
But the taste was a bit bland.
Okay, and then we're doing now the teddies.
Okay. So this is the off-brand.
These are the off-brand. These are cheaper in a sense.
Okay. That smells pretty much the same.
Okay.
Just very salty, very savory.
Yeah. You can taste it if you want. What do you think of the crunch?
It's very, very similar.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. If you put these in the same bowl, I don't think I'd be able to tell the difference.
And the flavor as well?
It's difficult. I think maybe it's a bit more savory, maybe it's a bit more salty.
Captain Kane and myself, Marijn and I, we tested them out this afternoon, and we thought that the teddies were a little bit more salty ourselves.
No.
But if you don't pick that up, that's totally fine, of course. But
I think it's difficult, you know. But I think I have to agree there that it seemed a bit more salty.
And what would you grade them on a scale of 1 to 5?
I'm going to have another taste of both of them.
Cheers. Sure.
Well, initially, I would both give them a 3.5.
Yeah.
But if there were two bowls on the table, I think I would be picking mainly from
the teddy bowl.
The off-brand.
Yeah, the teddies.
Yeah.
So you would give them...
So if I give the original one a 3.5, I have to give the other one a 4.
Okay.
It's better.
Joost, thank you very much.
No problem.
See you,
see you around.
In like 5 minutes. Okay, welcome back in the normal podcast, or the podcast, and Marijn,
yeah, we
you are our trivia specialist, and you
thank you.
You came
thank you.
Out, you have a special trivia for my birthday. I'm very
well,
honored.
Not necessarily for your birthday, but for birthdays in general. So if you have a birthday, come on, listening to this, have a birthday coming up, I have a great trivia for you.
Okay.
And the trivia is that happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, don't just stop now. It's copyrighted.
Yeah, okay. So now you gave away the trivia. Doesn't matter.
I don't want to get bumped on this episode.
But it is the most popular song in the English language to celebrate your birthday or a birthday with. But indeed, it's copyrighted. Since we don't want to use other people's stuff
on this
if
podcast.
We can pay for it, or if we don't want to pay for it, so I'm not singing the song again.
No.
And you should neither if you don't want to get sued.
Yeah, so when you upload like a happy birthday moment on your Instagram or Twitter or what other social media, please keep in mind it's copyrighted.
Yes, and you need to, I guess at least tell who has the copyright. Maybe you don't have to pay anything for
do
use,
you know who has
I don't know.
Okay.
I should have checked that.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
Now we will put it in the description down below.
Okay. Should I make a note? Do you make a note?
I'm making a note.
Okay.
As we speak.
And we are very honest, so we don't want to cause you any trouble.
Yeah.
And ourselves. And that's a bit of a problem as well.
Our honesty, yeah.
Yes, because we are honest guys. And if we have to pay for something, we love to pay for it. Because, we don't want to exploit other people.
No, we don't want to exploit people that make beautiful things.
No!
I have a great example for this. I for years and years, I wanted a good kitchen knife. And especially, I wanted a Japanese kitchen knife of Damascus steel.
They are known for...
They're known for great knives. Expensive knives as well. So I saved up quite a lot of money. And then this year, I finally... I did research a couple of years. I looked up all this stuff, reviews and stories online. And then this year, finally was the year that I bought a knife. And I went to the store. I already visited this store twice to look at all their knives. I finally made my decision. I came in this week. I selected the knife I wanted to buy. They brought it for me to the cash register.
Yes.
Cash registry. And the gentleman that was helping me picking out the knife, he told the lady behind the cash registry operator, told them that I had to pay €202.
Which is, I guess, a nice price for it. Because
you
got a
these
knife.
These knives are expensive.
You got a knife and a little holster to keep it in.
I got a little holster to keep it in, and I got the knife and everything, and it's totally safe, and I got a good guarantee and everything.
Well, it's not totally safe.
Now it's totally safe.
Sharp
It's sharper than...
It's very sharp.
Yeah, it's super sharp. But anyway, the girl behind the... Or the lady behind the cash registry, she noted down on the machine €186, and I saw this on the machine when I wanted to grab my car to pay for the thing, and then a devilish voice inside of me said,
"Of course,
should I just pay for this, get this discount of about €16? It's around 20% or something like that, 15
and it's
20%.
Still €16.
€16. Who doesn't honor the small things isn't worth the big things. My mom always said.
Yes. How do you say it?
Wie het klein niet eert, is het gewoon niet weird.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, what should I do? And then I decided to just tell the lady that she put down the wrong number.
Yes.
I was honest. I told her
you
no.
You did a good thing.
Yeah. I know.
You did a good thing.
Yeah, but it's still, I feel like Yeah, I feel good on the one hand, I feel honest, but on the other hand, I'm like, yeah, some if I'm also a little bit like, who does this? A lot of people would just use this opportunity to get a little discount.
They would, and we don't.
No.
But these people who do it wrong, lady behind the cash register,
yeah,
who put in the wrong amount, she is testing you. Because if you would have said, oh no, I want to pay for the if you would just pay would have paid that price,
yeah,
the low price,
yeah,
then she could have said, oh yeah, that cripple, I gave him a discount, it wasn't meant to, and he didn't even comment on it,
but I made
him pay less, and you're probably, so he's a crook.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
They're testing us. Society is testing us.
You're probably totally right.
I don't know, but they are.
Yeah, but you have a similar story, I believe.
Because I wanted to get a special parking permit because I have a disability.
Yeah.
I think
the people know.
I can't really walk long distances. Okay, that you know that. But if I am with my parents or my sister or my brother-in-law, they have a car, and then
I can drive you around, and you want the one upside of being disabled, you want a special parking permit.
Yes, so I requested it. I went through the whole process of it.
Yeah.
And they said beforehand, watch out, it's this many euros. I don't know from
140 euros.
Yeah.
And you have to pay it when you're doing the exam, because you have to do an exam, right?
I don't have to do an exam because I'm not the driver who requests it.
No, but you have to have a talk with a doctor that
I did.
That then you have to have the talk with it. This is kind of an exam. It's a verbal exam.
Oh, in that way.
She tests you out how much can you walk? Can you stand for a long time? Is it okay for you to wait when somebody else parks the car?
That talk, and after that talk,
you had to pay.
No.
Yeah,
no one asked me.
In theory, you should have to pay. Yeah.
But I wasn't asked to pay anywhere. So I thought, oh, maybe that is because they go through the whole process, and maybe if I finally get the card and need to pick it up, then they say, okay, we need to get this many euros from you.
But
I was never asked to.
Yeah, but I can give you a little surprise, because I did this exam as well, and I didn't get the card, but you still have to pay, even if you don't get the card.
Yeah.
And you will get, in like a month's time, or maybe 2 months' time, you will get a little... you will get a letter that tells you to
hey, you didn't pay for your card.
Yeah, and that you have to pay... No. You didn't pay for the exam. Then again, you have to pay for the card. That's two different things. You have to pay two.
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah.
The amount of money for the card is significantly less than for the doctor.
That's true, yeah.
But if she would have just said it to me, I would have paid it right
immediately.
Away.
Yeah, of course. That's the type of guy you are.
Yeah.
You're a stand-up guy.
I don't like these things where I get angry letters, hey, you didn't pay.
Yeah, but it's not an angry letter, it's just that they remind you because they forgot to ask you, so they have to ask you for the money somehow.
That makes me feel a little bit better, but still I feel as if I'm forced into this situation, which I don't want.
No, I get that, but it's just how it is.
But maybe we should go on to next topic.
Yeah, we have a very special announcement. We're very happy
on this very special birthday
podcast.
Special.
Yeah, because our partners, you might have, these are small companies that are in the business of distributing podcasts, and we are helping them growing their network of podcast distribution, and they are helping us broadcasting, so you can listen to our podcast on your phone, tablet, computer, radio
because
set.
Because, hey, we understand you don't always want to grab your computer and sit down and listen to us rambling. You just want to have it on the go.
Yeah, you want to have it on the go. And these two companies are helping you out. These are one is a Swedish company called Spotify. I don't know if I pronounced this right. They're
I can imagine.
I can imagine. They
isn't it with
yeah
we dots on the O Spotify?
No, it's
like
it's
that?
Without the it's without the dots on the O. It's just Spotify, and we are now. You can now find us on Spotify. Just type in your search bar. Type in
Crippled Crisp Review,
and you will have the last 12 episodes of our podcast on there. If you want to go back more than 12 episodes, you have to go to our website. iratecrisp.com/crippledcrispreview, and then you will find the rest of our episodes. But the far more important news is that a small-time company from Silicon Valley, California, United States,
named after a fruit,
apple. They
oh, I thought grape.
Yeah, no, apple. They also
distributed
our podcast in their Apple Podcast app. This is part of iTunes. And they want you to know that when you are when you have your hands full and you can't type in Crippled Crisp Review on your phone because your phone is in your pocket and you're running and you're jogging or you're on your bicycle or you're in the car, you can just say, "Hey Siri, play Crippled Crisp Review," and they will do it. Your phone
Siri knows us.
Siri knows us. We
yes.
are friends with Siri, and she's
yeah.
a hottie.
Oh. Boy,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
She,
or,
yeah.
Sorry, she's trans. Sorry, I made a mistake. They are a hottie because
oh.
she's by non-binarily sexual.
She,
blah blah. I don't. Sorry,
is
I
she
don't
like
know.
Unity in.
Yeah, she's like Unity in. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so they
that
are
makes
a hottie.
It very
and, yeah, she and they are.
Anyways,
very nice
we know
well.
Her.
Yeah.
Him.
Them. We know them. We know them.
Yeah.
Yes. We are very happy that you listen to this special celebratory podcast.
Yes.
In which we
reviewed
Pombeer
and
Teddy's,
which is a flavor saver.
A flavor saver of Pombeer.
Or at least
and which
according
is
to Brace Boy.
Interesting to know is that Teddy's also has a ketchup flavored Pombeer like crisp.
Oh.
Maybe something.
Pombeer itself doesn't?
No, they have a paprika variant.
Okay. Are they similar? Or should we review that some other time?
We should review them some other time. I don't have them here.
That's okay.
We talked about the happy birthday song.
And that it's copyrighted.
And that you should not sing it when you're filming yourself.
No.
Or recording yourself. We talked about that we are such good guys.
Yes.
And that we always
want to
pay the full price.
Yeah.
Always.
But that society
yeah.
wants us
yeah.
to be, to talk bad about us.
Yeah.
That we don't pay the price for the things that we should pay, actually.
Yeah, indeed. And we, now, we already talked about Spotify and Apple being
yeah.
our great friends and that you should become your friends as well.
Yes, and then that you can find us there.
You can find us there. It's for free on both of them. You don't have to pay anything. Both the Spotify app and the Apple Podcasts app is free. Apple Podcasts is only available
so
on iOS devices, though, but that's just...
So, just subscribe.
Just subscribe.
Leave comments.
Share,
like.
Write a review on Apple Podcasts.
Exactly. Or on the site, tweet us.
Tweet us. Write comments, please.
How are things with the email? Still down?
Still down.
Still down, okay. So tweet us.
Tweet us.
Find us on Facebook.
Indeed, and we will have a poll for you guys.
Yes.
Which crisps are we putting on? So you can vote this week for A, Doritos Collision, and B,
Hummus Crisps.
Yeah, so vote on the podcast, on the Facebook page.
So if you're a vegan foodie, then of course you go for the Hummus Crisps.
And
if
elsewise
you are cool, you can go for then you want the Doritos Collision.
Yeah. We are putting on a link where you can vote. It's probably going to be on Facebook. Look for
yes.
it. It's online when you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
And until next time.
Until next time. That is how the crisp crunches.